Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Hobley steals second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Berry steals second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Williams steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Aparicio scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Walton reaches second base with a double. Williams throws the ball into Melton, who tags Walton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop misplays the ball. That's an error on Knoop. Alves moves to second. Wayne Kummer pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Meyer now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Bob Meyer. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0-for-2 in the game. Winn is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak bunts towards the mound. Rounceville juggles the ball. That's an error on Rounceville. Alvis moves to second. Rich Rollins pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Kubiak moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Danny Murphy now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 6-4, Brewers. Don Sechrist now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hobley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Matthias pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.